This is a quick review from Maseches Megillah Daf Vav. At the very beginning of the Daf, Rabbi Yochanan is recorded as saying that the city that was referred to as Chamas is actually Tveria, and not Rakas. It's called Chamas based on the Chame Tveria. However, Rava tries to bring raya's from the fact that the people who lived in Tveria actually referred to it as Rakas, and therefore it's obviously Rakas is Tveria. And one of the suggestions, the famous one, is Lama Nikra Shma Rakas. Why is Tveria called Rakas? Shafilo Reikonin Shaba Malay and Mitzvos Karimo. That even the empty people who have they don't keep a lot of Torah mitzvos, nevertheless, they're still full of mitzvos the way a pomegranate is filled with seeds. And in identifying other cities and other places found in the Pasuk, the Gemara gets off on a discussion of Zevulun complaining about the fact that Naphtali has beautiful fields and vineyards, etc. And Zevulun doesn't. They have mountains and valleys. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Zevulun, no, everyone will need you. You're going to have the chilazon. You're going to be fishermen. You're going to mine it off the coast. And no one else is going to be able to be successful in engaging in such business. And even so, Zevulun also has Zavos Chol V'Dvash, perhaps to a slightly smaller extent than the rest of the land. But nevertheless, they have a great share in the beautiful land of Eretz Yisrael as well. I'm going to the bottom of Amid Aleph. There's a discussion of Kesari and cities that were set up by the Romans, and the Gemara specifically stresses that Kesari and Yerushalayim, based on two different psukim, and the more famous of the two is from Parshas Toldos, Ulaom Milom Yamatz, right, that Yaakov and Esav will always be in constant flux, and therefore if someone tells you that Kesari and Yerushalayim are both destroyed, don't believe him, and if someone tells you Kesari and Yerushalayim are both thriving, don't believe them. Rather, one is up, the other one is down, and that's the way the fates of Rome always go. Then, darshaning other psukim related to Edom and Esav, so we discussed the Agadata where Yaakov Avinu Davins do not allow Esav to have all of his heart's desires, and we get into the discussion going over to Amid Beis of Germania shel Edom, shel Malei Hein Yotzin Machriven Kolon Kula, which some of the Achronim say refers to Germany, that if they would ever get their act together, they could destroy the entire world. And the reason they don't is they're constantly fighting with other kings, and they're constantly assassinating people in Rome and vice versa, and they can never get their act together. But if they ever did, it would be very, very bad for the world. Along these lines, we have a Agadata of Rabbi Yitzchak. If someone says, Yagati velo matzasi al tamin, Yagati matzasi al tamin, the only thing you should believe is, Yagati umatzasi. I worked hard and I accomplished, but this is specifically in Divrei Torah. When it comes to business, it's min hashamayim, it's all totally in the Ratzon Hashem and Mazel, and even in Torah, it's just a person's sharpness in learning, but his memory and his ability to remember his learning is also min hashamayim. Along these lines, there's a discussion of whether or not it's permissible to start up with a Russia who is having success at that time. There seems to be a stira between two opinions, and the Gemara gives three answers. When is it mutter to start up with a Russia? That's in Mile Dishmaya, but Mile Didei, in matters pertaining to the people, a tzaddik should never start up with a Russia who's having particular success. Answer number two is a tzaddik gomer versus a tzaddik she'eno gomer. If you're a tzaddik gomer, you can start up with him. If you're a tzaddik she'eno gomer, you should avoid him. And answer number three is shah mesachek es lo shiny. If he's having particular success at that moment, even a tzaddik gomer should stay away from him. Moving on to the next Mishnah, so we discussed the case where they were ma'aber the shana after you already celebrated Purim and you read the Megillah during Adar Rishon. They added a second Adar. The Mishnah says that you have to reread the Megillah during Adar Sheni, and says Ein Bein Adar Rishon LaAdar Sheni Ela Kriyas Megillah Matanas LeEvyonim. The only difference between the two is Kriyas Megillah Matanas LeEvyonim. The Gemara cites three opinions in the Braisa that seem to all be against our Mishnah. The first and the third opinion, Tanakam and Rav Shimon Gamliel, seem to agree that everything should take place during Adar Sheni, including the reading of the Dalet Parshios. Just the Tanakam says, B'dievet, if you already read the first two during the first month, you don't have to repeat it during Adar Sheni. And Rav Shimon Gamliel says, you do have to repeat it during Adar Sheni. And then there was the middle opinion of Rabbi Shmuel Breid Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Elazar Breid Rabbi Yossi, which says that you should do everything during Adar Rishon. Now, the Gemara concludes that no, our Mishnah was not addressing the Dalet Parshios at all, and in fact, we paskin in favor of Rabbi Shimon Gamliel that everything should be done during Adar Sheni. So we said, what's the machlokas Adar Rishon versus Adar Sheni? So if you hold Adar Rishon, it's Ein Ma'avirin Ala Mitzvos, and if you hold Adar Sheni, you want to be masmich the Geula of Purim to the Geula of Pesach.